Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 2, Episode 3, Teen Cockroach, and Season 2, Episode 4, Existential Crisis.
Yeah, I think we're having an existential crisis. That would explain everything.
We?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. So,
you're bringing me into this.
I think this is one of those episodes for caveats, don't you think? This we have our usual caveats, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for this show. Again, it is a really, really easy watch. Enjoy The Good Place. And we are having something to drink. Again, this was my idea. I think I'm like having all the ideas right now.
Okay.
So it is a cocktail called Time After Time. We did a variation on it, but because we didn't have guava puree, I used mango purees, but it's mango puree, elderflower liqueur, and we went ahead and used the Cremant de Loire, but you can use cava or any other sparkling wine as a topper for it. It's really tasty. I like it.
It is really good. I like it too.
Mm.
All right, let's get into season 2, episode 3 of Team Cockroach.
Team Cockroach.
Or Bobcats. Depending,
yeah,
do you favor.
True.
Eleanor is confused about Michael wanting to team up with them. Michael tells them that Vicky is trying to blackmail him and overthrow him, and wants to start her version in 30 minutes after a reboot. Michael proposes that he is not going to reboot them, and they will just act like they don't know what's going on and continue on with their ethics lessons in secret to improve themselves.
Eleanor is skeptical. And of course, Michael doesn't want to argue at all. Who's torturing whom? You know, it's not like really a thing. He's just basically trying to brush it all off. And Eleanor knows that they're being used. They decide, they start talking about going to a little bit chowder now. Which has a lazy river of chowder. I'm sorry. I had to throw some of these details in because it's just so funny. And Eleanor calls a human meeting behind the clown doors. There are even more clowns on the interior of those doors in the bedroom. Oh my God, I can't imagine sleeping like that.
Jason automatically trusts him, but she's hesitant. Michael says
he trusts anyone in a bow tie.
Yeah. Michael says if they don't trust him, then the attempt will fail. Vicky's attempt will fail, and they will get shut down anyway because she will report everything to Sean. And all four of them will just go to the real bad place, which is actual, real physical and mental torture. So everyone.
Again, there's so many funny gags with this. Like Eleanor at some point knocks the lollipop out of Jason's mouth. Tahani thinking that, but I really should be in the good place. It was a mistake. You know, it's so funny.
Yeah. Getting to that. They ask him some more questions, like about Janet. Janet has been rebooted and her social abilities have improved. He said, and Eleanor.
She's rubbing her stomach and patting her head at the same time. That's a sign.
Yeah, great. Good for her. Eleanor double checks if Mindy St. Clair is real because she doesn't believe the whole cheating and her being together thing. And but then Michael's like, no, she's real. And it's like, fuck.
Yeah. And she's like, wait.
Eleanor wants a better reason to help Michael, and he says he can get them into the real good place. And Michael wants to go with them because, I mean, he can't go back to the bad place after turning on them like this. So
wants to go too. Eleanor's reaction is, heck no, you're lying again. But Jeannie and Tahani are both kind of like, this is our best shot. Let's do it. And of course, Jason's kind of out there.
Mm-hmm. Tahani tells Michael that she deserves to be in the good place. And Michael explains why Tahani, because she hasn't had this revelation that she did at the end of last season. Because she's still, and this is literally a week into this experiment. So she's been rebooted. And he's like, you didn't have good intentions whenever you were doing these good deeds. And she's like, oh, well, I still deserve to be in the good place. And he's like, I never showed you how you died, Tahani. Let me show you that right now. Tahani was a second choice at a magazine cover to her sister, Camilla.
Of course.
And the interviewer keeps talking about Camilla and how, would we be best friends? Like, she's so much better than you. She's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though her single's been out since, like, 6 months ago. And So Tahani sneaks in as a waitress to the induction ceremony and confronts Camilla.
And Camilla doesn't even recognize her. Oh, Tahani,
Tahani!
being a waitress, that's probably good for you. I mean, she's such a bitch.
Such a bitch.
So
And
awful.
she tries to, she's talking to her, and then she's like, I honestly don't think about you at all, Tahani. And that's literally Tahani's worst insecurity.
Yeah.
And so Tahani goes to a gold statue of Camilla and tries to pull it down, and she accidentally pulls it down on top of her, which kills her.
But this is her reaction to, like, this is how you die. She's like, I died in Cleveland?
That's hilarious.
Wow.
She has the realization that she said, and she says, I need to improve myself and be a better person so that I deserve to be in the good place. Eleanor is still really hesitant. Michael calls them cockroaches,
Cockroaches, yeah.
who he is now reliant on, and he hates that because he was once the exterminator getting rid of them, and now he has to work with them.
Gee, I can't imagine why people find this
Yeah.
offensive.
Chidi tries to talk to Eleanor into talk to Eleanor into trusting Michael, but she says she needs time to think.
Yeah, he just says, look, we all have a duty to improve ourselves. That's our whole goal. So Eleanor goes into the clown bedroom, and she calls for Janet, and she's like, I need a train to go
And
see Mindy
cocaine.
and cocaine. We're going to see Mindy St. Clair, basically. So Eleanor says that she doesn't owe Chidi, and she's gonna take the train back.
Chidi catches her and she tries to leave. She says that she doesn't owe him and she wants to leave, and he's like, all right, fine, do whatever you want. And then he just wanders off.
Eleanor asks Michael, though, she's like, every time we've done this, because she realizes, and we've done this multiple times, does Chidi always help me? And Michael says yes. And she's like, even though, like, and he says, despite your selfishness. And she says, yeah.
He says he always would help her overcome her worst obstacle, which is her selfishness.
Right. I mean, this is the exchange is actually really funny. He's like, did he overcome my worst obstacle? And he's like, oh, you mean the bad haircuts that you keep having that don't frame your face properly? Because, we all girls have this hair obsession. Hair is everything. And he's like, N you mean your selfishness? Yes.
Yeah. And Eleanor has one condition. She agrees to let Michael help Michael out on the condition that Michael needs to take lesson ethics lessons with them. And Eleanor describes them as an Arizona dirtbag, which is Eleanor, a human turtleneck, which is Chidi, a narcissistic monster, which is Tahani, and literally the dumbest person I have ever met, which is Jason. And Jason looks around and he's like, who am I? I fucking love him.
So funny. And then they start, and Jason's like, we gotta have a team name. I love being on teams. We could be team Bob. Does he say
He said
Bobcat? He
Bobcat.
says
If
Bobcat.
that was earlier in the episode, but and also earlier in the episode, Michael at one point calls Janet, or n maybe it was Eleanor, calls Janet, and it's just like, "Hey, Janet, get Jason something shiny to distract him." And it was a sparkler, and he's just in the background playing with a sparkler.
Yeah, it's so funny.
But Eleanor tells Michael that the second he betrays them, they will go to Vicky and tell her everything that happened.
But they go, yay, Team Cockroach!
They do the fake reset, and Michael and Eleanor are faking doing the opening speech to, like, the intro speech to the neighborhood that he's done like a million times. Vicky is acting mayor and biggest point getter in this reset, and
We
she
start
starts
singing.
singing "I Need a Hero" by Bonnie Tyler, and everyone is looking at each other like, "What the fuck are they doing?"
What the fuck just
You would
happened
automatically know that this is the bad place if that's how it's introduced.
here?
Michael gives they get some time alone with the four of them, and Michael, he gives them a lowdown on the party, what needs to happen. Eleanor needs to get drunk and insult people to Tahani, just so that the chaos thing
It's the
happens the
next day.
next day. Tahani needs to be her usual self. Jason needs to be silent, and Chidi needs to just be made very uncomfortable by Eleanor,
It's like,
and he's like way ahead of you.
yeah, I'm on
And Michael says that he has blocked out time to stop surveillance each time so that they can have their ethics lessons. And so they'll be able to do them every day. Janet will help since her function is to make humans happy. And since they're the only humans there, She's only beholden to them, so that's all good.
And that's the end of the episode, Team Cockroach.
Team Cockroach.
So what were your best parts of this episode?
Michael, I like him finally like realizing that he really does need help, and him kind of being the one not in power. I think it's a fun little twist on things. Chidi, I love that Chidi never gave up on Eleanor in any of these.
Yeah.
That's like the sweetest shit I've ever heard. Like, he
It is.
never gave up on her in any of these 800 versions of these scenarios. He never gives up on Eleanor. It's so
It
sweet.
is. It's awesome.
And I like that Eleanor asked, first of all. She's like,
Yeah.
did he ever give up on me? And he's like, no, not once. It was a part of the original plan, but him sticking with you was never part of the plan.
Right. Yeah, we just never expected that to happen.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Eleanor, I like the decision she makes, and I think it's also smart to get Michael in on that. Jason and his sparkler, very funny. And also Janet being willing to help them.
Yeah, I have to agree. All of those were best parts to me. I love the idea of cockroaches, and I actually
What?
want to of them, of Michael thinking of them as
Oh, sure.
cockroaches. I think it's very funny. I also think that it is really funny the way Tahani
That
died.
is very funny. It's very ironic.
It is very ironic. So, trying to pull someone else down to her level, that is
But to be
basically.
fair, her sister is such a bitch.
Oh, her sister's awful. I mean, it's like the really, really bad version of Fleabag. So yeah, to the nth degree. So what were your worst parts?
Tahani thinking she still belongs in the good place, even though it's very, very obvious that she doesn't. And Vicky.
Things that Johnny says when Michael says, "Oh, I can get you to a good place," and she's like, "Oh, can we pre-board?
Can
Can
I
we
have,
do
is there a
this? This
business
is
class
so small."
option? It's
Yeah,
like,
it's
what the
like,
fuck are you talking about?
yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you're just so entitled. Yeah, she's just awful.
But yeah, Tahani and Vicky.
Now, Vicky definitely was the worst
Vicky
part for me.
is very funny that she's like, in my version, I'm the mayor, biggest point getter, and I get an opening song. It's like, that's very funny. However,
Yeah.
I hate her.
I mean, she's basically like a version of Tahani. It's like, damn.
I think the funniest part about that is she thinks that's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, if obviously we know that they know, but if she is just under the assumption that her being like the dictator that she is, like, is still tricking them into thinking they're in the good place.
Yeah, it's like, what makes you think no one's going to figure this out?
Eleanor figured out that a 3-hour spoken word jazz opera was the bad place, and you think this Eleanor hearing an off-pitch "I need a hero"
Yeah, no.
thing first day isn't going to tip her off? Nah.
Nah.
Also, apparently the longest the simulation has gone is 11 months, which is kind of
That
impressive,
is kind
but
of impressive.
I mean.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. But yeah, that Vicky was my worst part too. What grade did you give this episode?
A B?
I gave it a B plus. I don't know why. I don't know why I put the plus on there. It's probably a B.
I think it's fine. I think it's a fun episode. There's fun things in it, but I mean, does
It's
it really stick out? Not
it doesn't
really.
stand out now.
It's a bridge episode to like, it's really just a setup episode for like other episodes to come.
Right.
Because it's setting up like the team and the
And the fact that
plan and all that
Michael's in on
stuff.
it, and we get that Tahani backstory that, while not sympathetic, it is like, oh yeah, you
Funny.
really are supposed to be here. So
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, we already knew that, but
All right, so let's go to
season 2, episode
Sukhdev,
4, Existential
Existential
Crisis.
Crisis.
Vicky is cocky about how things have gone really well and how the four humans don't suspect a thing. They are talking about torture ideas, and their ideas are very uninspired. Like, their idea is Tahani's going to throw a birthday party for this guy. I think it's like, I forget his name.
Oh, you'll
It
forget him
does
too.
not matter.
No.
She's going to throw this birthday party for this guy, and then somebody else is going to host a bigger, better party, and she'll be super jealous and she'll be miserable. That's their grand plan. I mean, like, of all the things that they could do, sure, that will make her miserable, but like, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's uninspired, definitely.
Yeah. So Eleanor and Michael start ethics lessons with Chidi. Tahani and Jason, meanwhile, are planning the party but feel a little disheartened because they know that this isn't going to work. Everyone's going to go to the other bigger party. And so, but Tahani's like, actually, I'm going to throw a better party than theirs. I'm literally falling into the trap.
It's just so funny. She
And she knows the outcome. She's going to just try her best, which I mean, like, sure, try your best, but like, Jesus Christ, honey,
she
you know what's
calls
gonna
exactly. So
happen.
she calls Jen and she's like, it was my vow to make everything too much. And she references some gala that she hosted a long time ago. And we cut back to Chidi and Eleanor with Michael, and Michael's not paying attention. He's just kind of like, picking his fingernails and thinking it's all stupid. And Chidi and Eleanor, step aside, and Eleanor starts talking about how, this doesn't mean anything to him because he's immortal. And Chidi realizes, like, we need for him to understand that he's got something on the line here too. And so they start talking about retirement. And they discuss like what's going to happen to Michael if this fails, and he finally starts to realize what's going on. He does this like physical the scream picture, and he kind of goes catatonic for a while. And she's like, "This is good. He's having an existential crisis." And Eleanor's like, "But what if he doesn't snap out of it?"
And then she starts thinking about when she learned about death, and it was when she was younger. We get a flashback to Eleanor learning about death from her dog's death, because from her mom in like a very indelicate way of just like her trying to make it sound all like good and happy and whatever. And then she just is being the drunk that she is. She's just like, okay, fine. I left him in the car for too long. I didn't realize that it got that hot in a car, and now he's in a duffel bag under the porch. And it's like, okay. And she's like, are we ever gonna see him again? It's like, no.
No.
It's like, okay.
No, let's have more wine. I mean, her
Give me
mom's
another
just.
bottle of white. It's like, what the fuck is up with you?
Well, and Eleanor's thing with this is like, everybody has to deal with this. This is a human, very human situation. Like every human has to understand and face the fact that death exists. And this is, something that they're trying to get through to Michael. Like, you think you're all superior, but you don't seem to grasp how to handle this very basic human issue.
So they bring Michael over to Tahani's party. She's very proud of it. It's very elaborate. Eleanor and Chidi like are trying to make Michael feel a little bit better because he's so depressed. And he says, "We're just all corpses who have not begun to decay." And then Eleanor just goes, "Sure, but balloons." It's very
Yeah.
funny.
How does one do anything ever? He's just so,
He's
depressed.
despondent.
Yes.
And so they go over to the bigger, better party, which is much better. And Tahani is so sad. She was very, very upset. And I don't know why she's not shocked.
She's just jealous. I mean, they have things like build an actual bear. They have like, a bunch of animals, because
You
I
can
guess
ride
he's
a unicorn. It's animal themed.
yeah, and
There's a
you
puppy pit.
Yeah, you can ride a unicorn. There's actual like jumping with angel wings kind of thing. It's just, I mean, I'm sorry, flying with angel wings kind of thing. It's just
Jumping.
fun. Michael shows
In a
up in a
Ferrari.
Ferrari and an old like 70s disco
It's a
suit,
zoot
and
suit,
he's
essentially.
clearly having like a midlife crisis. It's like, it's so funny.
He has a fake tan, a swoop. It's very John Travolta in
Yes.
Saturday Night
Fever,
Fever.
yeah.
And
Janet's in the got this blonde wig, and she's
but
like,
it's still Janet. And she's like, Michael told me to call him something. I don't know what she said, to be like, how many quarterbacks are in a touchdown? Just to essentially be a dumb blonde
yeah,
or
don't be terribly
stereotype.
impressed by feelings. Yeah.
Eleanor and Chidi are really concerned. Michael even has a tattoo in
So
Chinese of Japan.
good.
That had me almost die. That was so funny.
And so Eleanor and Chidi are like, he's just having a full-on midlife crisis now. And Chidi's like, no, this is bad because an existential crisis causes you to like confront the fragility of life. This is just denial. And he's just distracting himself from what the actual object is, which is like to understand that we're fragile.
So flashback to Eleanor, who goes to her dad's funeral, her estranged dad. She got emancipated from him when she was like 14. He was a deadbeat guy. His the picture they used for his funeral is a mug shot, so I mean, that's the best picture they had.
That's sad.
Her mother, she's there with a boyfriend, and her mother comes in. She's super drunk, and she's being very disrespectful and
hitting on Eleanor's boyfriend,
giving her hotel key. It's a whole thing.
It's really, really
the worst. Her mom, yeah, it's just a whole mess. Anyway, Vicky, back at the party, Vicky says they should go to Tahani's party, but Tahani's like, no, this is better, this is great. Michael gives a drunken speech, but tells Vicky afterwards that he's okay, you're doing great. Me suit you, you,
you, doing great. You
me, our torture is Sue torture. And it's so stupid, and he's just so drunk.
Yeah, but you can tell that Tahani is actually upset about this party being so much better than hers.
I also love Jason finding that out. He has like a monkey on his shoulder, and he's just like, oh, you're mad because this is so dope. And it's like, yes,
exactly.
Good job, Jason. Very astute.
Yeah. And she realizes, like, oh, shit, I really am like a terrible person.
And she leaves.
So, they get to Michael's office, and he's like on Red Bull. He's like full on midlife crisis at this point. He's on Red Bull. There's a flashback to Eleanor having a meltdown, like, because he basically is confronting her, like, well, how do you never had a meltdown? You were great all the time. She's like, yes. And then she realizes, no, she wasn't. She had a meltdown in a Bed Bath & Beyond about a family toothbrush holder.
Because the like, adult toothbrushes are looking over the children's toothbrushes, and she has a full-on meltdown, and she cries into a toilet plunger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the store manager or whatever, the employee who's there helping her, hands her a family-size Kleenex box, and she's like, family size!
Yeah,
poor thing. She's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor sits with Michael and says that he's learning what it is to be human, and everyone is going to have a bit of sadness in their lives just because of the fact that life does end. And if you try to ignore your sadness, it can start leaking out of you. So just try to find a balance.
Yep.
Tahani, meanwhile, is talking to Jason about how shallow she is. And I'm like, yeah. because the way that she's being tortured is through party planning. Like, are you kidding? That's the way you're getting tortured? That's really sad.
Yeah.
Jason tells her that she's the most impressive person he knows and to be nicer to herself, which is very sweet.
He also talks about how they used to rank new members for his dance crew.
Freshness
and smart brainness and like, and
it was a scale from 1 to 13 where 8 was the highest.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. So fucked up and convoluted. And, you know, we find out that we see them waking up the next morning.
Oh. Michael is feeling better with lessons and is embellishing the misery of the humans in his reports to Sean. Chidi has them read Death. Which is a book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, where's Tahani and Jason? Tahani and Jason had sex and missed the lesson, and Tahani wants to talk about it, but Jason's just kind of chill and doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. And that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da, da. All right.
What were your best parts? Michael, I think that this is something I really love about the show in general is that it's not afraid to face the hard stuff. I mean, it is a show about death and about the afterlife. And so you have to address certain things. And I like the way they address this one with an immortal being who like hasn't had to think about death all that much. But
well, I think most guys think they're immortal. You know, like
a lot of people think they're immortal.
Yeah, that's true. Like, oh, I never have to worry about this. I mean, we all do to some extent.
Not to some extent, we all do. Chidi, I love Chidi. I love him being like, it's his existential crisis. He's like so perfect about it.
It's a good thing.
We need to instill the fear of death in him. It's like, yeah, okay. I think he has a valid point, though. If you don't think about the consequences of your actions after so many immortal eons and years, you're not going to think about the consequences, and you aren't going to care about the ethics of a situation.
Sure.
So I think that it's a valid point, and I'm glad that he's really smart. Of course, he figured that out.
Yeah.
Eleanor, I like Eleanor's flashbacks in this. I think that they show how how closed off she can be in her emotions, and it's part of the reason why, and we didn't really mention this in the last episode, why she's so hesitant to believe that her and Chidi like said they love each other.
Because it's such a
Because
rarity
it
for her to have a genuine emotion.
exactly she's only said I love you to one guy, and it was some random guy, and then actually two guys, one random guy, and then two, someone who she thought was random guy.
Well, random guy, I think, is a celebrity. So
Yeah, I
I
think
keep
so.
my, or somebody I don't remember.
I forgot who it was, but
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
yes, it
Yes.
was. And obviously that was a joke, but it's just I like that we're that, like, especially that moment in the Bed Bath and Beyond. It, as funny as it is, it's very sad, and it shows her vulnerability about love and family and all that stuff, and I like that. And how she feels like she's never going to have that, and in reality, she never did.
True.
Anyway, Jason's very funny. I also really
Jason's
like,
hilarious.
he's funny, but he's also very sweet to Tahani, and I like the way that he's like, you're the coolest person I know. Like, you're so smart-brained. You're so cool. You are good at everything.
I'm sure you're a good dancer.
Yeah, because of course you're good at everything. And so he's just very, he's like, just stop being so hard on yourself. And I love that. Janet, I love Janet acting as like the hoe or whatever,
Yeah,
but her
so
being still
funny.
being Janet and just standing there
I'm
like
the trophy
whatever. And
girlfriend.
also, oh, it's a Chinese tattoo of the word Japan.
Oh
Like,
my God,
it's ridiculous.
yeah, I think they did a really excellent job with the whole midlife crisis and what it stands for in human existence, and how it differentiates from an existential crisis too. I think it's nice to make that distinction. I think I liked all of the characters you identified as well. I think Jason's just so funny in this. And that kind of childlike wonder at the party too. I think that's he's somebody, and it's interesting. I think this is part of the reason that when Jason figures out that someplace is the bad place, he's somebody who can find wonder and happiness just about anywhere because
That's
he's not
true.
particularly smart. So if he figures out it's the bad place, like,
How overt are we being?
yes, like, are we really
Did
finding
we
this
have a
out?
sign up or something?
Basically. So I love him. I love Janet. I feel like all of them hilarious. And of course, she is always great. And you do, like, though he is indecisive, you do start to wonder, like, is he really supposed to be in the bad place?
Because he's such a good person. And I think the saddest part is that deep down, these can be good people. And do they deserve to be? The question is, do they deserve to be in the bad place? Obviously, Eleanor, we've seen like a lot of her selfishness on Earth, but she had the capacity to be a good person.
She shows up for her dad's funeral with like a completely normal
Outlook.
outlook. Yeah, I mean, she's
And
not.
she's telling her mom to play things down
Yeah,
and to be,
exactly.
so she has, again, she has the capacity of being a very good person. And we've even seen, like, since she went to Mindy Sinclair's like 15 times, and every single time she went back
Yeah.
for her friends because of guilt or for like other reasons, because they want to take down Michael or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's all for helping them. Like, it wasn't, she could have stayed there and she didn't.
Yeah.
She every time she goes to the medium place, she always comes back.
Right.
And I think again that shows off her capacity. Jason's obviously a sweetheart, but he's an idiot. Tahani did all these good things for the wrong reasons. If she changed her motivation, she would have been a good person. And Chidi obviously has the capacity. He already is a good person. He was just so indecisive about everything that he never did anything with conviction. So similarly to Tahani, his
Is the motivation
motivations are all
wrong?
wrong.
Yeah.
And so I love how complex these characters are, but it's such a simple concept, but they are all so complex. I love it. I love the show. I love it so
And
much.
I think part of what's great too is that it flies in the face of our culture in so many ways. Like, everyone, like, oh, yeah, Eleanor is just like your every person. And so is Jason to some extent. But you have the people who virtue signal a lot, like, or you perceive it that way. Like, you have a Tahani who's like, I'm so much better than you. I do these amazing things. Shouldn't you be amazing
But
like
she does
me?
it for
But
attention.
she does it for attention. She does it for selfish reasons. She didn't care about any of the people that she was raising money for instance. And that comes out. And Chidi, who is just, he thinks all the good thoughts and he says, like, oh, I should have almond milk or whatever for whatever reasons. But he doesn't, commit to any one particular path. And there's good and bad in that. And I think that a lot of us don't commit. A lot of us don't act, like, because we get paralyzed with, oh, what should I be doing?
Overthinking.
There's so much information out there. How do I process this? And so in many ways, she is like us too. So I feel like
you can find a little bit of yourself in all of these characters, absolutely. No matter like who you are a little bit of all of them.
Yeah.
Everybody has those thoughts of like, even if you are doing a good thing, you have like, oh, I'm doing a good thing. I hope people liked that about me or something, like Tahani.
Let me put it on Instagram.
We all have dumb moments like Jason. We all have selfish motives like both Tahani and Eleanor.
Yeah.
And like where we just say the wrong thing and it's just like, all right, well, I guess I've dug my grave now. I have to keep going.
Yeah.
And then we all have moments of indecisiveness like Chidi. Like they're all very relatable, even if you don't want to be relatable. Even if you don't want to relate to them, you have to. You kind of
right.
have to.
Yeah, right, because we're all human. And these are human flaws.
And I know I've mentioned how much I hate Tahani. I think it's because she reflects the worst parts of, like, different people and stuff I certainly don't want to emulate and things I fear I could emulate. I don't think I do, but I don't want to. She's the person who I least want to be like. And I think that's another reason why I find her so hard to watch. She's very funny. The actress is doing exactly what she needs to be doing and doing above and beyond. I can't.
Well, and it's interesting too, because she is the opposite of Chi. She commits, she acts, she does things, but she doesn't do it for the right reasons. It's an interesting thing. Because you take this message that Eleanor was a bad person because she cut herself off from people and wasn't helping people and chose not to help people and just was basically isolated in that way. Chidi's isolated in the I can't act on anything way. But you've got Tahani out there, she's acting, she's doing, she's making grand gestures, but she doesn't do it for the right reasons. And I think that is as much of a turnoff as any of the others. So it's an interesting exercise. And I call it an exercise. It's not. It's a good show. It is extremely funny.
It's extremely funny. It's extremely thought-provoking. Obviously, we're having all these thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? It creeps up on you.
It does.
And I love that about it. It's very, it can be overt, but it's overt for a reason. And then there are many moments of subtlety. Like what we're noticing now, it's just, even in hindsight, we're noticing all these things in a fresh way. And I mean, I think that's a testament to how well it's written and acted and performed and everything.
Yes.
So, worst
Can
parts.
Can I ask about it? Oh,
oh sorry, sorry. Oh, go ahead, sir. Yeah. What were you going to ask?
I was getting back to the best part, worst part. Worst part is Vicky. Vicky sucks.
Oh, I said Eleanor's mom.
Oh, God, yeah. No, Eleanor's mom doesn't even register to me because she's so horrible.
Yeah. Eleanor's mom, Vicky. And I did put Tahani.
She's terrible, yes.
I would say Tahani because you knew what was going to happen. You knew what the torture was before it happened.
And
Michael
yet
warned you that they were going to throw a bigger and better party, and then you thought you could one-up them. That was on you.
Exactly.
Your depression is because of you. You're torturing yourself, and that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very funny, but at the same time, like, come on, girl, you knew better.
Yeah.
Instead of her getting all butthurt about it, it's like, girl, come on.
Yeah, except
at least to a funny moment with her and Jason hooking up and him being very nice to her, but like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is funny. What grade did you give this episode?
I gave it a B+.
I did too. Obviously we've talked a lot, because it is a very thought-provoking show, but I think we're talking more grand parts of the show than this episode per se.
Just because we have these thoughts during this episode doesn't mean
yeah, no, we've had these thoughts during the show.
Yeah.
I think that it just seemed like a time to talk about it. We have a lot more of the show to go, and there's a lot more to explore with it. We really hope that you join us. And
cheers.